New research indicates that exercise can reduce the risk of pancreatic cancer. That finding is the latest piece in a complex puzzle that scientists hope will someday reveal what causes this disease, which is the fifth leading cause of cancer deaths. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports on the study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
The pieces of the puzzle scientists already knew about were weight, diabetes, and the body's inability to properly handle sugar. Scientists knew people with diabetes were at risk for pancreatic cancer, and they knew people who were overweight and inactive were more likely to get diabetes. But they didn't understand the link between physical activity and weight and pancreatic cancer. Researchers from Harvard University's School of Public Health analyzed data from two large health studies involving more than 150,000 nurses and healthcare workers over a 20-year period. Epidemiologist Dominique Michaud, who headed the study, says the findings confirmed the risk of weighing too much.
People who were overweight had a 30% increase in risk of pancreatic cancer, and people who were obese had a 72% increase in the risk of pancreatic cancer.
For someone who is 5'5", overweight meant 150 pounds, obese meant over 180. And while obese individuals clearly saw a bigger risk, those who exercised saw their risk cut in half, even if they didn't lose weight.
If you can lose weight, great, because for other health reasons, it's not good to be overweight and obese. But if you can't, then exercising moderately and regularly on a daily basis can reduce the excess risk from being overweight for pancreatic cancer.
And Michaud points out that the amount of exercise was not overwhelming.
It was even just walking or hiking that was important. So it's the emphasis is on regular activity that's not necessarily vigorous versus, you know, once or twice a week doing a lot of vigorous activity.
So clearly exercise is a part of the puzzle of pancreatic cancer, but researchers aren't exactly sure how it reduces risk. Northwestern University's Dr. Peter Gann specializes in disease prevention. Gann says it may have something to do with the body's production of insulin, which metabolizes sugar.
Both excess weight and physical inactivity lead to an increased demand for insulin. And one of the hypotheses that we're interested in is that excessive amounts of insulin over a long period of time could stimulate the growth of various tumors,
including tumors of the pancreas. Gann says exercise may help the body process sugar, which means the body doesn't have to produce as much insulin.
It appears as though the activity of the muscles, and particularly sustained activity, rather than short bursts, but sustained physical activity, improves the ability of the glucose to enter the cells, which is what insulin's designed to do. So it takes some of the pressure off the body to produce more insulin.
And even if that theory turns out to be true, there are still parts of the puzzle missing. Gann says they involve what kinds of food people eat and where on their body people gain weight. Patricia Naimond, NPR News, Los Angeles.